Wyoming Game and Fish Director Scott Talbot has retired after 35 years in the department. He was appointed director in 2011. During his tenure, wolves were taken off the Endangered Species Act protections, and he guided the department towards adopting a new strategic plan. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska asks Talbot about his greatest achievement as director.
I would break that out into three different categories. One would be endangered species, and the recovery and delisting of wolves and state management of wolves was obviously a huge accomplishment. The recovery of the Yellowstone grizzly bear in Wyoming, if you look at what's happened with that bear population and the status of that bear population, unbelievable recovery and conservation success story. The black-footed ferret, to be able to move forward with reintroduction of black-footed ferrets also is, it's a long time, huge conservation story. You know, as far as the department goes and department credibility, when I started as director, we were one in a funding crisis, and two, we were in a credibility crisis. And we worked very hard to overcome the funding crisis. We ended up cutting about $7 million out of our budget, which at the time was a pretty significant budget cut. And I asked our people to, at the time, I said, put a face on the agency. And what I meant by that is that when someone was talking about the Game and Fish Department, I wanted them to know somebody in the Game and Fish. I didn't want it to be a nameless, faceless, bureaucratic agency branch of the government. I wanted it to be the People's Game and Fish Department. And last year, when we went through the strategic planning process, and at the end of that, we had a 95% credibility rating and a 91% satisfaction rating with the public. And that's a tremendous accomplishment.
You mentioned the Yellowstone grizzly bears, and they've been delisted and listed, and just recently they were listed back again. And you mentioned that the population recovery has been a huge accomplishment, but what about that tug of war, that challenge?
I will not tell you that the Endangered Species Act is perfect. I think the intent of the act is very, very well-meaning, but when you have a species like grizzly bears that have met all the recovery criteria since 2003 and still receives federal oversight and protection in 2019, there's something wrong with the act. And whether that be that it's too open to litigation or what have you, the grizzly bears are doing fine. It's just the people fighting about how to move forward with the grizzly bears that's the problem.
And what do you think was the most challenging thing being the Wyoming Game and Fish Director?
One of the most significant challenges and something that I think remains a challenge on how to address it is chronic wasting disease. Chronic wasting disease is becoming an issue across this nation. I believe now there's about 28 states that have chronic wasting disease, and finding a management alternative to chronic wasting disease is perhaps one of the biggest challenges that face wildlife management in Wyoming.
And besides chronic wasting disease, is there anything else that you maybe wish that you had more time to work on?
Funding, future funding. Right now, you know, we cut $7 million. We cut over 10% of our budget clear back in 2012, 13, 14. And we have recovered short term. Long term, how do you fund wildlife conservation? Right now in Wyoming, literally, with the exception of grants, it's all on the backs of sportsmen. And there's a lot of programs, sensitive species programs, aquatic invasive species. That's a program that we need to be very, very diligent. We don't have quagga or zebra mussels in Wyoming at this point, but should they show up, there will be impacts on aquatic resources in Wyoming.
So do you think that the finance model needs to change a little bit?
Clearly, it needs to change. I think the hunters and anglers in Wyoming are willing to continue to contribute and fund hunting and fishing. But I think some of these other programs that we're talking about, whether it be sensitive species, aquatic invasive species, we need to be looking at alternative sources of funding. And, you know, the Governor Mead made recommendations to continue to fund several of those programs out of general fund. The legislature took that away from the department. And I understand that there wasn't general fund dollars for that, and they moved that over to a license fee increase that hunters and anglers picked up. But that model appeared to work very well, so that all of the citizens of Wyoming can contribute to them, to the financial management of those programs.
Great. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me.
You're very welcome.
That was Camila Kudelska speaking with retired Wyoming Game and Fish Director Scott Talbot.